Welcome back, WGMU Radio. Corey and Sasha here celebrating the 6th annual College Radio Day. Celebrating what we do here. It's very much a self-indulgent day. I only have one of those every once in a while, so I think that was redundant. I think it'll be okay. What comes with being a part of a radio station, whether as a staff member or as a volunteer DJ and the like, you have some odd interactions. I think everyone has at least one story, both good and bad.
Definitely.
To go to. I haven't had too many bad stories. Again, I kind of just keep my head down and tend to avoid trouble and confrontation. But one time, and this is when I had just been trained for the on-air studio after kind of earning my stripes in the practice studio, and this was my second ever show in this on-air studio. My sophomore year, I'm a senior now. My sophomore year, second semester, so early spring, and the speakers outside in the hallway went out. This is when the speakers actually worked. They went out, but then the monitors in here became super loud. I would turn the knob, just a hair, and it would blast. And I called everyone on the contact list. I called Matt at the time, who was the program director. I called Jesse Robinson at the time, was the general manager, and I kept missing Jesse. I called him, he didn't respond, and then he called me, and I missed his call. It was just a mess. However, honestly, it wasn't that bad. The stream was still going, I was still able to do my show fine, but when I'm just starting out, I'm flustered. I'm easily
freak out.
I'm not the gruff radio veteran that I claim to be now. Notice how I said claim to be. That's really my bad story. I encountered some equipment malfunctions, but ultimately it didn't hurt my show. I just thought it did, and I was freaking out.
As for me, my freshman year, this is my first year being involved with college radio.
Right.
But my freshman year, I worked in the same office that WGMU was a part of, except I was the front desk person.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem was that I could not say no. No was not in my vocabulary my entire freshman year, and it pretty much blew up in my face about halfway through, because the administrative staff would ask me to do several things. And I mean, it was great. I can say that I have a lot of experience now at this point.
Right.
But it would be somewhere along the lines of, hey, can you write this article for Fourth Estate? And I was like, sure, even though Fourth Estate is their own thing. And
right.
I mean, now when I look back on it, it's kind of okay, because now I have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not being able to say no brought me into the radio station, because Alex, who was the music director before me, asked me if I wanted to listen to music for him. So I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then I started listening to all this folk stuff that he never wanted to listen to, and then I got involved with the radio station. I became his assistant, and it was not being able to say no that got me to where I am today. But looking back on it, I was damn, I never said no to anything. Somebody could ask me, hey, can you stay here even though you're supposed to be gone at 5? Can you stay here until 8 o'clock? And I'd be oh, okay, yeah, I don't have
8 o'clock
to do.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a lot that went on my freshman year that I didn't understand how to say the big what? N-O. Because I thought, I'll be the super freshman and do everything.
Right.
And I kind of did. And that's how I got to where I am today.
Sounds like it. My goodness. Well, we are now just joined by our wonderful, talented program director, Miss Jess Kosak, snuckily walked into snuckily? The room. Snuckily. Is that a thing? No.
I don't think so.
Sneakily, right?
Yeah.
Did you turn my mic on? That should be a thing.
I did turn your mic on. It's on right now, isn't it? I
can't hear myself. Is my level down? Sasha, let's give a little check here. Ah, there I am. Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well, celebrating the 6th annual College Radio Day. Can
That's
I say that
exciting.
Any slower?
Probably not. It's like when you can only ride a bike so slow before you tip over. That's you in real life.
It's on a day-to-day basis. I need help with that.
Some days are worse than others.
It's the Red Bull.
I'm all jittery now. Yeah.
You had Red Bull?
I did.
I'm jealous. I need to go get a coffee or something.
As I said, I greased the pipes with the sacred nectar that is Red Bull.
You know that you're actually like not supposed to have anything caffeine or carbonated before you go on the radio for like 2 hours beforehand? I learned about it at CBI. It's like a huge thing. Any voiceover, actually.
Yeah, as I drank a Frappuccino right here as
soon
as I walked in.
You have two over there,
I saw. Coffee's bad.
Dose Frappuccinos.
Anything with dairy is super bad, so you're worse than he is.
No. Red Bull has, like, bull urine in it, so I don't think I'm worse off.
I don't know what's
but
in it.
But as far as your voice goes, Frappuccinos are way worse for you. She's like,
think
so.
No, they're not worse. No, I'm perfectly okay.
What are we talking about? I just
were giving our worst stories, like our worst stories in college radio / just being involved with kind of like the orgs.
I have a good one.
Go ahead.
So it's actually not about me. It's about my dad. He was the program director of his college radio station as well. And that was the University of Dayton, Ohio. And back then, it was okay to, you know, just have people hanging out in the studio all the time. So he did. And while he was reading one of his PSAs on air, like, you know, the good DJ that he is, his friends came over and lit his paper on fire. He was not happy. So he had to improvise the rest of the PSA and then try to put the fire out and then was screaming and it was good times.
Oh, no.
So he was reading the PSA. He was in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude comes up with a lighter
and just lights it on fire.
Oh my!
That is that's great. Yeah. That is a great story.
He's got some great horror stories. Yeah, right. I know. I'm like, poor dad. What happened?
Did he finish it off okay?
He did. He said when he heard it back, he'd recorded it. When he heard it, he was like, wow, you couldn't even tell that what I was reading was literally on fire. So that's good.
Wow. I really only have a couple of bad stories, but the one I said was the one that stood out to me. I also have a couple of really good stories. Like when I was doing my sports talk radio show last year, I'm not doing it this year. There were days where I prepared so much. I'm like, I'm going to nail it today. And it would suck. It would suck. It'd be like, this is so boring. If I don't want to listen to this,
my ears would be bleeding.
Why would anyone else want to listen to this if I think this is boring? But there were times where I'd like barely prep. I'd get like 2 hours of sleep because I did a fantasy football show with my good friend Jason Brightman, who was the sports director last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we did that at 11 in the morning on Sundays, so I'd get up at, like, 9:30 or 10, which at that time I thought was the worst thing of all time. And I was, like, working on this project really late for, like, 10 straight hours. I finished it at, like, 6 in the morning, turned it in via Blackboard, went to sleep for a couple hours, woke up, and I nailed it. I didn't drink like coffee or Red Bull or anything. I was just somehow
you were just so ready to support.
You didn't drink the coffee or the Red Bull.
No, that's. I don't think that's the problem.
I think that was the problem.
But I think I was just so dialed in, so focused on what I had worked on previously that the concentration that enhanced focus carried over to the show. And that was one of Jason and I's best shows last year. It's just odd how in my short experience doing radio, things like that have happened. And I thought, really? That sounded way better than if I prepped for 2 hours.
Isn't
that
great when you touch the lives and hearts of all the people listening?
It's amazing.
It really is. I'm here to be the peanut gallery. You asked for this. You asked for this and you're getting it.
You're also
has arrived.
Yeah, you're also hiding. We can only see your hand in the camera view. There it is.
It's not like I can really hear. Hold on, let me see if I can.
That's because Corey's the size of a wall sometimes.
Giant, tallness. How tall are you, Corey?
6'2".
That's stupid.
Stupid tall.
I'm angry. I'm 5'3". That's just not fair.
Okay, we're just gonna go down the line. I'm 5 foot. Right. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, Sasha and I are over here just like, well, we hate you. So bummer. Am I in it now?
Yeah, you are.
Aw, perfect.
You're right. Everyone can see
Scooch it, like, a little bit towards Sasha and a little bit away from Corey. Since there's so much Corey and not enough us.
Yeah, they're that
there's a lot of Corey.
That needs to change. I'm flapping my gums all the time.
Yeah. too much Corey.
Yeah, well.
See, now Corey's arm just blocked my entire body. Yeah. See?
There we go.
Corey, you just need to, like, can we shrink him? Yeah. We need a shrink ray.
Honey, I shrunk Corey.
We're going to shrink Corey.
I would think my voice would change as well. I'd be talking like this.
I'd be fine with that.
I wouldn't be fine with that.
No, I would more bear
totally
down.
Okay with that. He'd be like, hey, guys. I'm good.
I think in terms of good stories, one of the best things I think have been this year where Matt, who's our new general manager this year, has been just very responsive to all the work that we've been doing and acknowledging it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it always makes me feel nice. Like, hey, he's saying how, like, the music department is, like, the best that it's ever been. And I'm like,
He did really say that. It's not Sasha tooting her own horn.
He
did actually say that.
Yeah, no, and it's just awesome because you can see, like, everyone's putting in their work and they get their fair share of praise. And it's awesome to feel worth it because I feel like last year while I was a part of it, there wasn't enough of that. There wasn't enough recognition, and that's why people slacked off.
A part of what?
I'm sorry?
What? I'm so confused.
You need to pay attention a little
bit
more.
I was paying attention.
I was
still confused.
How last year, I don't think there was enough recognition going around with the station.
So we appreciate, like, the recognition.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why a lot of people felt like they could just slack off and watch Netflix in the office, not naming names.
No one would ever do that in the office.
Yeah, no one.
Ever.
No one ever.
No.
And I feel like that's why this year we're all really down to do work, and that's because like, one, we're all a big family, so we all kind of like hold each other accountable in the best way,
right?
And now we can like put in that work and not feel like it's going to waste. Like, we're acknowledging it and it's perfect.
And it does really help when you like the people you work with, and
you
like
you guys.
Absolutely. It's
I
awesome.
Love you guys so much.
I
love
you.
All of my staff. I am so lucky to have you guys.
It's awesome.
Everybody just always puts in 200%, which is, you know, really special, especially in college radio where most of us aren't even getting paid, you know? We've got, you know, all of our DJs aren't getting paid.
Right.
And they're great. And they're all, you know, putting in so much effort all the time and just putting out such great content. And there's really nothing behind it except, you know, you get to do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's awesome about it. I think it's really great.
Exactly. Yeah. Time for some more self-indulgence here by Corey Morgan.
More about Corey.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have a show called More About Corey.
I'm all about me. me all the time. I recorded an interview yesterday talking Wizards basketball with Kyle Weedye, who's been a great friend of the station. I've had him on three times now. That last time was the third time yesterday. And I'm just going to play that for you here while it's still relevant. It's still timely. So we're going to take a quick break, 90 seconds. We'll come back, get right into the Kyle Weedye interview. And we're coming back, hopefully, with some more guests coming on the show, discuss some more stories, and, you know, really, we'll see where it goes. So don't go anywhere. Corey, Sasha, Jess with you to 1 o'clock. We're WGMU Radio.